when suicide is bad, why did Arjuna take a vow that he would commit suicide if he was not able to kill Jayadrath? See, the Kshatriya culture is a culture of honor and heroism. That means honor means, you know, this is what I commit to do and I will do it. Like Dashrath Maharaj. No, he, for him to send his son Ram to the forest was terrible. It is worse than death. But what happens? Kshatriyas, they are trained that if you make a word, you have to honor it. And that sense of honor is the means by which they are protected from abusing their power. Because they are kings. They can do whatever they want. Who's going to question them? Who's going to stop them? They're so powerful. But the Kshatriyas are trained right from the childhood. You have to honor your word. And that way, if they make you honor, although they may be tempted to use their power in a bad way to exploit others, they will not do that because that is not the honorable thing to do. So the sense of honor in Kshatriyas is very important. And a sense of honor brings out the best within them. So that for even when the best thing is difficult to do, it brings out the best. So like that, when Arjuna is taking a vow that I will kill Jayadrath, others I'll enter into fire. The focus of that is not that he wants to commit suicide. See, suicide, when we understand it today, it is the way it is done today. It is simply that people are frustrated with their life, frustrated with problems in their life, and they feel that this problem has no solution, and therefore, I'll commit suicide. I'll end my life. So it is more a frustrated response to inability to deal with problems of life. Whereas in the Kshatriya's case, they are in a war field and death can come at any moment. So they already, by entering into war itself, they are ready to die at any moment. So it's not that they are fearful of the problems of life. The situation is very different. The point is, so when they are taking a vow, it's within the course of the war, an enemy's arrow may kill them at any moment. But they take a vow that I will do this. And if I don't do this, I will die. I'll end my life. So that ending, that vow, the focus of the vow is not ending one's life. The focus of that vow is, I will do this no matter what it takes. And as far as the ending of life is concerned, that can happen any day on the war field. So the focus is on stating that, I will do this, and I will make sure that I kill Jayadrath. So that sort of, when Kshatriyas take vows like that, that brings out the best within them. So in all such statements, whenever it is there, we have to know what is the focus. So, okay, I'll give one example. I don't know whether I can explain it in a way in which you will understand it. There is a verse in the Puranas which says that Lord Vishnu tells Narad Muni actually, Naham Vasami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hridaye Vishwa Yatra Gayanti Madbhakta Tatra Tishthami Narada. He says, actually, I don't reside in Vaikuntha. I don't reside in the spiritual world. I don't reside in the yogis' hearts. I don't stay in all these places. I stay where my devotees chant my glories. Now, the emphasis of the statement is what? The focus is what? That where devotees are chanting Krishna's glories, that's where we can perceive Krishna's presence. If Krishna is in the spiritual world, but how can we perceive his presence there? We can't. But when devotees chant and we feel spiritual inspiration, we feel Krishna's presence. So now when Krishna is saying, I am not present in Vaikuntha, it does not mean it's like in Vaikuntha there is a throne and the throne is empty. Krishna has left. So every statement has a focus. Am I making myself clear? So the focus of the statement is not that Arjuna is going to commit suicide. The focus is that Arjuna is going to do everything possible to make sure that he kills Jayadrath. So all statements have a focus. And when we see that focus, then we can understand the statement properly. Does that answer your question? Thank you for your intelligent question. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. We would like to thank you also in the sense.